Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Last week, I had a fight with perfectionism, and it won. I was working on my email newsletter and started getting that feeling that it wasn't quite right. My heart started beating faster. Shortness of breath. What if I can't write this perfectly? What will people think? How many people will unsubscribe because my thoughts aren't fully formed? I psyched myself out. In today's episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore the feelings of perfection and give some practical tips on how to work through it. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/258. I am no stranger to perfectionism. It's taken me a few times to even start this episode because I kept messing up and making mistakes, which kind of ironically goes against what I'm trying to say. So I'm just going to stumble my way through because perfectionism is one of those things in the creative industry that runs rampant if we let it. In a lot of ways, perfectionism is that voice in the back of our minds that says, you are not succeeding because your work isn't perfect, because you aren't perfect, because you don't measure up to what other people are doing. I don't know about you, but I struggle with this every single day, whether it's this podcast, whether it's my email newsletter, or even the work that I do for clients. And last week, just like I was mentioning in the opener, I was really struggling with perfectionism and my newsletter. I really had this idea that I wanted to write about, and I kept struggling to find the words. And normally when I struggle to find words, I just let it roll and I write and I edit and I work through it. But I psyched myself out. I felt those feelings of my heartbeat beating faster, and my mind doubting that I could pull it off. And I just gave up. I said, well, I'm not going to get it today, so I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow became the next day, and the next day became the next day, until I realized I'm not going to do it this week. I gave up. I let my doubt, I let my feelings of perfectionism stop me from the things that I do. How many times has that happened to you? Surely you are working on something right now where perfectionism is one. Maybe it's your email newsletter. Maybe it's the project that you're working on for a client. Maybe it's your website. Maybe it's your marketing materials. Maybe it's the online course that you've outlined, but you're waiting for it to be perfect. It happens. And there are very real feelings of perfectionism attached to the work that you are trying to get off the ground. Last week, I picked up Feck Perfection by James Victorie. And if you haven't found James Victorie yet, if you haven't heard his message about fecking perfection, you need to go get that book. Now, it's only available in e-form right now because it's immensely popular. I believe that it already went through the first printing. And there's a reason for it. The creative world needs to say, feck perfection. We need to say, you know what? I don't need perfection because I just need to get my work out there. And there were a few quotes from this book that really helped me to work through these feelings that I was feeling about the work that I was trying to do. And I wanted to share a few quotes about action and sharpening the axe. Two stories from the book about perfection. The first quote is, "Success goes to those who keep moving, to those who can practice, make mistakes, fail, and still progress. It all adds up." James continues, "Success is about action. Action beats worry. Action beats thinking. Action always wins." If that doesn't drive you to want to act, I don't know what will. Because for me, when I read that, I'm like, yes, yes, keep moving. In the back of my mind, I've had all these people saying, Chris, if you don't have the right audience, if you don't have the right demographic, if you don't have this or that, you're going to waste your time. But for me, I'm the type of person that needs to just do, that needs to act, that needs to just run with the intuition, run with the idea. And it's because action is a form of sharpening the axe. James tells a story about a quote often attributed to Abraham Lincoln, that if you were going to ask me to take a day to chop down a tree, he said that he would spend 6 hours of the day sharpening his axe. And the message of this is, you know, spending time sharpening the axe so that it takes less time to actually do the work. Normally, when we think of sharpening the axe, at least for me, I think about, you know, just getting better at my craft, spending more time doing work that needs to help me get more business or whatever. But as James writes, find those things that promote the proper growth and expansion of your life and work. Slow down, read, study, replenish your soul, and sharpen the axe. When I hear the phrase sharpening the axe, I hear slow down, read, study, and replenish your soul as things that sharpen the axe. Feelings of perfection are rampant. And I wanted to share 5 feelings of perfectionism that I often encounter. Some of the feelings, some of the questions, some of the responses, and things that you can do to work through them. The first feeling is just anxiety. And the feelings of anxiety for me are things like shortness of breath. I can feel my heart beating faster. And some of the questions that pop into my mind are, what will people think if I say this? What will they say? How will they respond? How many people will unsubscribe? Who wants to hear from another middle-aged white guy? Or fill in the blank of some of the things that you might say about yourself. Those questions inevitably lead me to feel more anxious, which lead me to procrastinate, to not do the work in a timely manner. It also leads me to dilute the message of what I have to say, and it leads me to take no action today. It leads me to forsake momentum. So what can you do? Well, the best thing that you can do is just get something down and ship it, whatever form that takes. Maybe it's a tweet and you just have to publish it. Maybe it's your email newsletter. You do the best that you can by a certain timeline, get it done, and hit publish. Yesterday, I was up against a deadline for getting work to work. I had told someone I was going to have the interview episode ready at noon, and I was pushing myself to get it done. I was making some mistakes. I felt it wasn't perfect, but it was good enough. I was 15 minutes late, though, because I was still trying to perfect it. You have to just get something down and ship it to overcome the anxiety, because as you get more and more comfortable, you're going to learn how to overcome the feelings of anxiety by taking action. The second feeling is just doubt. What are the feelings of doubt? Well, for me, it's mental confusion. It's the doubt of, am I doing the right thing? What is my purpose? I feel my mind wandering between all of the different things that I could do and can do. And doubt in many ways are questions like, what is my purpose? What should I be doing today? What should I be doing with my life? How can I guarantee my success? In a lot of ways, doubt is really about getting a guarantee, getting certainty. And the responses of doubt are things like lack of consistency and follow through. When I have come up against doubt, I tend to make decisions that take me away from what I know I want to be doing and take me on side tangents. I go down paths that I don't necessarily need to go down again, and people kind of forget about me. When I embrace doubt, I lose momentum and people forget about me. They forget what I'm good at. They forget what I'm known for. So some things that you can do with doubt, and I can't remember the book that I read this in, but you need to understand whether your doubt is in the area of vision, strategy, or tactics. If your doubt is in the vision, that's where you really need to spend time understanding who you are and what you're doing. But if it's in strategy, it might just be you need to try different things to bring about your vision. But then tactics are those things that you can do every day to try different things. When it comes to tactics, they're just the throwaway things that shouldn't make you doubt whether you're on the right path or not. Understanding that level of doubt is important on how you respond. The next thing that you can do is really define success for you and assess where you are at in relation to that definition. Usually when I'm feeling doubt or I've heard other people have doubt about where they are, is it's because they are comparing themselves to other people or comparing where they're at to where they think they should be. And so really defining what success is for you can really help you to know where you are at and counter those feelings of doubt. And the third thing that you can do is just stop comparing yourself to the work of others and to other people. The third feeling is that of acceptance. Some of the feelings with acceptance are things like not measuring up to some invisible, or in the case of social media, visible standards. It's the feeling of less than or being not good enough. The questions that often come to mind are things like, what do I need to do to be a blank, fill in the blank? Or questions of, am I good enough? I love the show Chopped. I watch it often with my wife, and I'm always intrigued with the people that say, if I win Chopped, my parents will then know that I am a successful chef. That is a feeling of acceptance. If they don't win, does that mean that they aren't a good chef? Most likely not, because the people who say that are amazing chefs. Some of the responses of acceptance are things like being overly driven to prove yourself. Ooh, 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 burnout alert. If you are constantly driving yourself so that you can prove that you're good enough, you are going to burn yourself out. Some other responses of acceptance are, you're not going to do things until you get the permission from your parents, from your significant other, from your friends. But the thing is, permission is just delayed action. You just need to give yourself permission to start and start. And the final response is just constantly needing validation when you do something. Is it good enough? Is it good enough? Do you love me? Do you like me? Share, 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 like. These are all responses to the feelings of acceptance. So what can you do? You need to form habits of creation that separate your work from your self-worth. And that's the hardest thing that you are probably going to do as a creative professional, because we want likes. This past week, I've been producing some videos for a local design festival, and I'll be honest with you, I got addicted to the likes, the shares, and the feedback. It doesn't make my work any better than before or after this moment. And it's just a constant reminder that my work does not define my self-worth. I accept the fact that I am doing the best that I can do and that my work is good enough today, tomorrow, and in the future. The next feeling of perfectionism is just fear. I could probably do a deep dive into fear, but I'm not going to, because some of the feelings of fear that I want to address are the desires to run away, to hide, or to defend yourself. It's this idea of fight or flight. And some of the questions that pop up when fear are active are things like, will my fill in the blank still love me if I say what I really think? If I create this work, will people hate me? Will they drag me on social media? And when we let fear live and reign in our lives, some of the responses are things like being overly defensive of your work, being mean to other people, or withdrawing from our creative communities, or being cynical or critical of other people, or playing the victim card. So what can you do? Well, understand whether your fears are imaginary or real. More often than not, they are imaginary fears. We are not really in danger like we think we are. Now, there are some instances where danger is a very real factor, but 9 times out of 10, we're making this shit up in our head. So if you are in real danger, get safe. But I love this idea that I've heard probably from Chase Jarvis of Creative Life. Imaginary fear is often the absence of information. So that means you need to get educated, you need to get more information, and you really need to do a deep dive into what you're trying to do. The final emotion that I want to touch on is the feeling of criticism. And I was about to touch on it in the fear section, but then I realized that I had it in the notes under criticism. But criticism is probably the strongest feeling of perfectionism for me. And these feelings are things like being overly emotional about the work other people are doing, or comparing what I'm not doing with what others are doing, and imposter syndrome. And some of the questions that pop up in this feeling of criticism is, will my work measure up to this person's? Is my work measuring up with the standard of the city that I live in, or the neighboring city, or this, yeah, the Hollywood standard? Will people think my work is derivative? How is my work not measuring up or measuring up to some standard? How can I address the limitations of my work before someone says it isn't good enough? And these questions lead to responses of not being able to accept compliments. Being like, oh, well, you should have seen what I had in my mind, instead of thank you so much. Or telling people what you would have done if you had more time, more money, more talent, more budget, more whatever the excuse is. But here's the scariest, most impacting part, response of criticism. And this is something that every creative professional is guilty of, is tearing your own work apart before other people can. Oh, well, you don't see this fault right here or this right here. And, you know, I'm so glad that before you could say something about this, that I can point it out. Stop doing that. That is the worst thing as a creative professional that you can do. So what can you do? How can you work through these feelings of criticism and perfectionism? Well, first is you need to understand you are on a journey that is incomparable to the journey of others. You need to stop tearing your work apart. You need to ask for feedback from the people that you trust. And like Brené Brown writes about in probably every single one of her books, you need to write down the people whose opinion matters most to you on a 1-inch by 1-inch piece of paper. Now, that means you can't fit too many people on that sheet. That means that you need to learn to listen and accept what needs to be accepted from those people, and learn to reject the voices of those who are overly critical but don't have any skin in the game. I hope by addressing these feelings of perfection that you're able to work through the things that hold you up. And goodness, go buy James Victoria's Feck Perfection book. It is the book for creative professionals right now, because it really gets to the heart of action and working through all of these feelings of perfectionism that hold us back, that stop us from doing our work, and lessen the quality of our creative lives. Get to work, really sharpening that axe, building up your soul, and honing your voice, because we need every person's voice in this world. Everyone's voice matters, and everyone's voice is valuable in a society where we want equality across all races, genders, and religions. Before we wrap up this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to leave you with two questions. What big idea are you chasing? How are you bringing it to life? Reach out and let me know. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. I really do love hearing from people, so if you need someone to share your ideas with or need encouragement, reach out and say hello. There are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, and I am grateful that you would spend valuable time listening to Getting Work to Work. Would you be willing to spread the word about the show with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get their work to work? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode, as well as find the links to stream the show on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and more. You may have noticed in this podcast that I love talking about curiosity, but did you know I also like writing about it too? Each week, I release my curiosity thoughts in the Curiosity Lab. You can sign up today at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/258. I also recently released an email series for creative entrepreneurs who may be struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity called The Curiosity Killers. Head to curiositykillers.com to learn more about this resource and sign up for this fun and serious look at why curiosity matters. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.